Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wait, did you want to go first?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just waiting for
Read your cue card. Hi.
Okay. I wish I had a cue card. It'd make this a lot easier.
Get a cue. All right, today it's a mystery. There is a mystery afoot.
Yes, there's a mystery afoot. And that's actually a line kind of from the show.
Well, look at that, and I hadn't even seen it.
Sherlock Holmes and the West End Horror.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are we talking about Pittsburgh here or what?
I never thought of that. We do have a West End.
We do.
West End, I think it was London. But this show is at Little Lake through October 27th.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. It makes a lot more sense. That'd be a long run. That'd be like Mousetrap. Anyway, this show tells the story of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson as they try to solve the murder of, are you ready? A very unpopular and obnoxious theater critic. Kind of hit home, if you know what I mean.
Why? Well, you people are out to slay us? Is that what you're...
I hope not. So this actually presented a bit of a challenge to the director.
And to you, who's reviewing it, I'll bet. Trying to be extra nice, right? But how so? I'm sorry.
Marcus Moussapapa is the director, and the reason I think it was a challenge is that there were so many scenes in this show. I don't remember ever seeing a play with so many scenes, each of which had to have the lights turned down, actors exit the stage while other actors enter the stage while they move some of the things from the set around at some points.
Oh, wow. It was almost like a movie, huh?
Yes, and it's just so many. I can't even tell you. I didn't count. If I had known there were so many, I might have counted. Maybe, I don't know, 15 or so? Well, and I give the director a lot of credit. Even though there were so many scene changes, they were quick. And he kept the actors moving off and on. I don't know how they didn't trip in the dark, but they did it.
All right. So.
But it did lead
to... Dynamic movements.
Yes. It did lead to a bit of a longer show than we normally see there. It was a bit over 2.5 hours, including the intermission.
That's a long one.
But he met the challenge.
Very good.
This was a talented cast. And usually I can say who played what character. In this show, only two people were playing one character, and that was Holmes, who is Nathan Hogue. He was a really likable Holmes, fun to watch. Loved the time period costume he wore, and the others too. And then Rick Bryant was Dr. Watson. Both gave strong performances. Now, the supporting actors each played, I don't know, they even wrote in the program that all the characters they played, and then at the end, etc., because they all played so many different characters.
Yeah.
And they all played them very well. The three standouts for me, for the supporting actors that made me laugh the most, because this was funny, Joe Eberle, and he has a real stage presence. I don't know if you've ever seen him on stage. He's very there when he's on stage. He's totally there. And Colleen Coutier played these really eccentric, funny characters, and she did them with relish. She was having a ball. And Arjun Kumar also stood out to me, and they all had different accents for their different characters. So there were Cockney accents, there were British accents, there were Irish accents. Arjun Kumar did a Indian accent, and I really loved how precise each of their accents were. I looked, I didn't see that there was a dialogue coach.
That's talent, baby. That's acting.
They were really good. Okay. So this show was funny because, for me, it went from kind of serious scenes, and then it went from a serious scene to kind of a real tongue-in-cheek thing, and then to just absurdity. total absurdity. The way they showed, I don't want to spoil anything, but they showed like a crackling fire in a really creative way, sword fights and the carriage ride. Oh my gosh, it was really, really funny. I enjoyed it tremendously. This is a show that is a lot more humorous than I expected, and it was also an exercise in actors running off and on the stage in different costumes and being different characters.
Literally, literally exercise.
Yes.
Big, now,
big exercise.
Was it a good mystery?
Actually, it was. I was a little bit surprised because I was following it thinking, normally I watch Sherlock Holmes and I try to get all the clues and figure it out, and I always get it wrong. And it was the same. I had all the clues. I had it all figured out.
Well, a lot of times they'll try to lead you down one path and then surprise you. So, you know, it's... I think that's the intention. Because it's no fun if you figure it out so early,
so
right?
Easily,
you kind of want
to
be surprised. You know?
Yeah, and there were some little twists and turns and unexpected things. But mostly I enjoyed the absurd humor. So this is a really amusing show. Depicting eccentric characters who are full of surprises.
You know, there seems to be a lot of Sherlock Holmes stories now adapted or written for the stage that are just ridiculous comedies.
Yes.
And I mean, the poor guy in his original source material was like the world's greatest detective. It's just, it's funny to me how that's translates so well and so consistently to comedy. But it does.
And I think the pomposity
of Sherlock
Holmes in the original kind of lends it to comedy now, to kind of make fun of it a little bit and tease about what a pompous genius he was, how self-satisfied he always was.
And
that came across as funny, too.
And you were very satisfied with this production. Yes, again, running through October
27th. At Little Lake Theater.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I did nothing. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.